A message from the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South High School. There's 5.6 seconds left in the JV1 game, and after a missed free throw, that should do it. The JV1 and JV2 teams fall to their Hamilton counterparts. Let's hope our varsity team can do better as they're about to enter the court, waiting for the JV1 teams to shake hands, congratulate each other on a good effort. And it was a good effort for the most part for our JV1 team. It just seemed like in the last 10 minutes of the second half that the wheels really started to come off. So let's see what our black shirts can do here as both teams now waiting to get on the floor. And hey, wanted to go over the schedule here because as I mentioned before the break, there will not be another black shirt game until Wednesday, January 18th, a week from tomorrow. Followed by that, and it'll be here at Waukesha South against non-conference Milwaukee Marshall. And then on Friday the 20th at 7 p.m., the Black Shirts host Arrowhead. Saturday the 21st at 5:30 p.m., the Black Shirts will be playing West Dallas Nathan Hale at the Luke Holman Tournament at Brookfield Central. We will not be broadcasting that game. The tournament takes place in a couple gyms there in Brookfield Central, and I think they're at the middle school. And so essentially a multiple games going on at once, it would make it very difficult to do the broadcast. So, and then let's see. And Tuesday, the 24th, we're back at home against Muskego. And then on Friday, the 27th, which is parents' night, the Black Shirts will take on Kettle Moraine. Drew Wagner comes to town. Connor's looking forward to that. Wags will get a big cheer from the broadcast table here. Although Black Shirts first, of course. And then the month ends on January 31st, a Tuesday night, as we host Waukesha West, a team that we defeated also on the road, along with Kettle Moraine. So mark those on your calendar, folks. Should be a busy month. Another game I wanted to alert you to takes place on February 21st. The Black Shirts host non-conference Menominee Falls. We will not be broadcasting that game, unfortunately, because all the Civic Media stations around the state will be covering the primary elections that night. And I'll be on duty at the Walk Radio Studios. We may get Connor, though, to catch the Black Shirts and maybe call in a status or some scores, maybe some highlights. We'll see if we can sweeten that deal enough for him. Calvin will be helping me out in the studio with the primary coverage that night. And, of course, on that note, encouraging everyone, get out to vote. All these elections are important and have a very important Supreme Court election coming up in April. And this February primary will also be important for determining the two finalists. So please be sure to pay attention to that. And for more intel on that, definitely check out our Walk Radio shows, Earl Ingram, Monday through Fridays, 8 to 11, as goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I believe that's 11 to 2. And then 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocate. The Devil's Advocate out of Madison. Those are all call-in shows. So questions you have about candidates or races, please call my my co-host or my counterparts on their respective shows And they're happy to take your questions. So and contribute to this growing dialogue of a more civic society, which is the mission of civic media. So we're watching both players or both teams warm up here, and it has the feel again of an inter-squad scrimmage like it was in the Muskego game. Both teams adorned in black and red. Black shirts will be in the all whites, warming up in their black jerseys with Blackie on the front. And Hamilton in all red with black trim. White hoodie warm out sweaters with gray shoulders and arms. Red, white, and black stripe. Kind of reminds me of Georgia football along the arms there. So the clock is counting 11:19 before the national anthem starting lineups and tip off. So I think because the JV1 game ran late, we're running late too. So we'll take a break now, but don't go away here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. More to come in anticipation of this big game tonight.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of civic media.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of civic media.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wait a minute.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South High School. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, Saturday mornings at 8. And reminder, Joanna Adamicki, special event coordinator, Waukesha's Parks, Rec and Forestry Department, will be on my show to talk about this year's running of Wisconsin's Winter Premier Festival, the Winter Jamboree. And Tommy Glenn has just come close to the broadcast table here, a starter from last year's Classic A Championship team, now playing basketball for Beloit College. That's either Tommy or his twin brother, Tyler, who was a team manager last year. And Tyler also played baseball for the Black Shirts last year. So also saw Derek Johnson from that championship team. He graduated last year, was a sixth man. Also a great baseball player for the Black Shirts. And some other luminaries in the stands. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the attire of Coach Cerrone's coaching staff. They had these white jackets with red stripes around the shoulders. At first glance, they look like they could be bowling jerseys, or with the black pants, they look like they could be waiters in one of those old school steakhouses like Gene and Giorgetti's in Chicago. A real classic look from a legendary coach. And part of the fun here, tonight's festivities. And we saw Athletic Director Dan Schreier, thankful again for all of his support in getting us set up here for all the home games. And Dan will be taking a road trip 2 days from now on Thursday. He'll be driving up to the WIA in Stevens Point for the petition, the appeal hearing for, and I understand there'll be 40 other schools here that were not happy with the conference realignments or lack thereof. Initially decided upon by the WIAA. I understand the coach, varsity football coach Darnell Wiltz, will be joining Mr. Schreier, but we're not sure if they'll let him in or let him speak. It's very much a closed door kind of atmosphere, which many of us in Black Shirt Nation, I imagine any high school parents would take exception to, even though they're not a public agency. They are a nonprofit. They are a governing board for our interscholastic athletics, including public schools. And you'd figure there'd be opportunities for open comment, that they would hear what a lot of the parents have to say. And again, we're not lobbying for better seating to try to win a state championship. We're lobbying for the health and safety of our players. We're lobbying for a football conference that is far more equitable for our young men. And really a better arrangement, I think, for the Classic Eight. You know, having two teams in that conference, North and South, that are simply outsized, outmanned in so many categories, does a great conference a huge disservice, especially when there are other schools that are vying to get into the Classic Eight. It is, if you heard of the Premier League in soccer, it's very much like that for football in Wisconsin to get in the Classic Eight. So I wish Mr. Schreier all the best of luck, and also wishing Coach Wiltz all the best of luck. I hope they do include Coach Wiltz in those hearings. And I hope that they listen carefully. There's so much at stake here, especially for next year's senior class, you know, whether or not they'll be able to have a team or if they'll be allowed maybe to go play with North. I don't know. Those are some of the things being discussed or kicked around or at least kind of floating around the rumor mill. It's something we take very seriously here in Waukesha South. And for my efforts with whatever influence I have as a, now a member of the media and a former alderman, would be appealing to our local government officials and our state officials. Our new lieutenant governor is a Waukesha South mom, and her boss is was the education czar for many years. So we hope we can maybe leverage some of those relationships to bring about some positive change here. Not only for Waukesha South, but again, I understand there's maybe 40 other schools that'll be there to be filing their to speak about their appeals. So encourage everyone to pay attention as much as they can, and to call the WIAA, call the Classic 8 commissioner, call anybody with authority in this state that really has a stake in our children's future to have a part. So there's less than a minute before both teams, before the national anthem. So we'll take a break now. And when we come back, we will have the starting lineup and the tip off between your black shirts and the Chargers of Sussex Hamilton. Don't go away. Calvin.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South High School. We, after the national anthem on the can, we're now announcing our starting lineups.
First of all, the visiting Chargers
will get announced now. Number zero, senior forward, 6'5", Nate Culla. Lucas Smith Jr., number one. Number four, Cameron Bresky, the senior guard, 6'4". At guard, number five, junior Cooper Graham. And number 22, the 6'2 forward, Braden Andrews. And, of course, Chargers are coached by Andy Cerrone. And now time for your black shirts. Two senior first team all state guard, Tyron Cook. The other guard, number two, senior all state guard, Daniel Robinson. At guard, 6'4 senior, Ethan Check.
At guard, he's a
6'3 junior forward, number 12. Evan Stout. They murdered. And the other Empire Street building, senior Tommy Karenko. Trying to control my excitement here. Evan Stout's first start. Although that's tempered by the announcer calling for Brighton stop. They announce Coach Richter. And his coaching staff has the Star Trek outfits on, right? So Tyron Cook will jump against Nate Koloff, the 6'5 forward. Here comes the tip, and the Blackshirts win it. Gets tipped back to Ethan Check in the pink shoes tonight. Check guarded by Luther Smith Jr. The right gives it to Cook, top of the key. Cook guarded by Cooper Grahams. Cook to Robinson in the corner for the three. Off the rim, rebounded by Smith of the Chargers. And here they come. He's in the left backcourt, guarded by Check. Over to Coleman, and now it's Grahams. Top of the key to Bratsky. Now Koloff has it in the wing. Oh, a long three from Smith. That's good. Smith gets the tray. So 3-0 Hamilton. 17-16, first half. Check drives, no, pulls up. Top of the court. Now he's going into the key. Gives it to Krinkle in the corner. Cook has it now. Cook goes around a Krinkle pick. Cook out to Krinkle, all alone for a three. Krinkle launches. It's good, Tommy Karenko! With the tray, we're netted up at three with 16:56 and counting. As Grahams dribbles it. No, over to Bratsky. Bratsky left wing. Down into Koloff. Koloff driving. Pulls up against Krinkle. Oh, and a beautiful banker. Spins around the net a couple times, but it counts for Koloff. 5-3. Full court press now. No problem getting it in. Stout to Cook to Check. Check now dribbling in, going over to the left backcourt, now into the left wing. Goes around a Krinkle pick, goes around a Cook pick. He's over on the right side now. Guarded by Bratsky. Kicks it out to Stout. Stout takes a look, kicks it back out to Robinson for a long three. Oh, but rebounded by Check. Check gets fouled on the lap, going in. That'll go against Cooper Grahams, his first. Team first for the Chargers. The first foul of the game, with Hamilton leading the Blackshirts 5-3. Krinkle comes out to get some. Oh, no, it's not a shooting foul. It's just a side out. They got him before the shot, I guess, is the call. Inbound to Stout, left wing. Stout bounces to Krinkle. Krinkle over to Check. Check into Cook on the right wing. Check over to Robinson, top of the key. Players cutting. Check to Stout in the corner. Stout dribbles over to Krinkle. Krinkle to Cook in the left corner. Cook dribbles it out. Check goes through. Cook coming back to the left wing. Looking for some movement here. Kicks it back out to Check. Top of the key. Check driving. Kicks it over, but he gets fouled. That one's going to be the first on Nate Koloff. Yep. Number zero, Nate Koloff. So some refs will give you the big O, and some will give you the finger the fingertip like spice. Check's getting inbound for the Black Shirts. And Cook on the left near the corner. Cook dribbles out now. Back to the backcourt. Oh, into Krinkle. Krinkle looks. Checks it back out to Check. Top of the key. Check spins. Beautiful layup and the foul. And it's good. Ethan Check with that early scoring. I honestly think, Connor Boston, that the key is to tell Ethan Check the game's just started throughout the game. That's for the guy's money in the first couple minutes. 15:33 remaining. Score is tied at 5, although the board doesn't reflect that yet. The ball went in, didn't it?
Oh,
yeah, okay,
no.
Now they got it. Now they got it. Yep. So here it is to give the Black Shirts a 1-point lead.
No.
Yes, set him at the back of the net. Bottom of the net, excuse me, for the Chexter. And now it's a new player in. That's Braden Anders. No, Anderson, I'm sorry. Oh, Carrico steals a pass from Grams. Gives it over to Robinson. Black Shirts in transition. Robinson to Cook. Cook coming the center around a Krinkle pick. Cook's going to drive. Kicks it back out to Krinkle. Krinkle gives it back to Cook in the right wing. Cook all the way to Stout in the corner. Stout for the three. Yes, Evan Stout with the tray. That's my boy. It's 9-5, Black Shirts. Oh, Fisher with the long three. Off the rim. Rebounded by Kolath. Anders has it now. Top of the key. Anders driving a Stout. Kicks it over into the corner. Yes. For Bratsky. It's now 9-8. 14:35 and counting. Check will bring it up for the Black Shirts. Looking to add to the 9-8 lead. Check goes around a Krinkle pick. He keeps driving. Oh, tipped away. Gets it out to Stout in the corner. Back to Check. Krinkle, top of the key. Krinkle kicks it back to Cook. He was looking at that three. Decided not to. Up, over to Krinkle. Krinkle to Stout underneath. Stout in trouble underneath, but he kicks it out to Check. They call a travel there against Stout. He never had possession of the ball, so I don't know. I don't understand the call. A lot of Chargers battling for it. So tough call against Stout. 14:11 is your time remaining. 9-8 Black Shirts. Jytonian now. Along with Bennett Barth for the Chargers. Tony's got the ball, guarded by Cook. He's a 5'10". Senior guard kicks it over to Barth, top of the key. Now into Bratsky. Oh, Fisher again. Yes. That's three threes now. Excuse me, Luther Smith. That's two threes. He missed. He's 2 for 3 from the 3-point line. So 11-9. Chargers regain the lead. Check now kicks it over to Robinson. Robinson back to Krinkle. Krinkle for a long three. Off the rim. Rebounded by Cook. Cook gets shipped away. By Tony. Tony now on the fast break here. Kicks it over to Bratsky. Bratsky nowhere to go. And an errant throw back. Goes out of bounds. A great catch there. I think that was Sakonis with that. Coach Sakonis caught that one. Inbounded from Check to Robinson. 11-9 still. 13-18 and counting first half. 11-9 in favor of Sussex Hamilton. Check dribbles past the midcourt line. Over to Cook. Cook in the corner all alone. Oh, in and out of the rim. Rebounded by the big man, Kolath. Oh. Luther Smith can do it all. A beautiful drive to the basket, uncontested. Now Daniel Robinson has it. Oh. Carrico in and out on the three. Rebounded. Stout gets it. Oh, Stout misses everything, but Check gets the rebound, but there is a foul. It stays here, I think. Timmy Schmitz off the bench. It's his first foul. Tadioka is going to come in for Stout now. Stout leaves with 3 points. 12:43 remaining, 13-9 in favor of Hamilton. I don't know what the call is here. They're calling an elbow on Tommy Krinkle away from the ball. That's his first. That's a first team foul for the black shirts. I really didn't see much there. Did you, Connor?
I didn't see very much neither.
Yep. So Schmitz has the ball. Now over to Barth. Oh, ball is stripped. Teddy Oak get a Cook. Cook driving now. Cook to Robinson for a three. Robinson in and out. Rebounded by Tony. And here comes Hamilton again on the fast break. Tony goes past Check. Kicks it back out. Oh, off the back rim, but rebounded by Tony. That was Smith on that three. He missed. And a travel's called on Smith. So now Charlie Morose gets his first action. He's going to come in for Karinko. So Blackshirt's going to go with a smaller lineup here. Check will inbound to Cook. So both Empire Street buildings come out with a combined 6 points. Check to the left wing. Now going around a Tadioka pick to the center. Over to Robinson. Robinson with a long jumper off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Cook. What a rebound it was. And Cook somehow gets it in. A beautiful lay-in over some outstretched arms. His first points in the game with 11:48 and counting. Addition to Smith. Smith with a little fall-away jumper. No good. Almost went in. Rebounded by Morose. Here comes Check on the outlet. Check driving. Now kicks it back. Check to Robinson. Robinson going around to the left backcourt. Teddy Oak in the corner for three. Off the rim, but rebounded by Check. Back to Robinson. Robinson looks three, but decides not to. Kicks it over to Check in the right backcourt. Check goes around to Teddy Oak to pick. And nope. Fancy lay. Check gets his own rebound, though. Great hustle by Check. Bounces it to Morose. Morose to Teddy Oak. Check has it now on the right wing. Dribbles around. Makes a great spin move, but he gets fouled. Two fouls already at Timmy Schmitz. So Brasky and Andrew Eichmann comes in. No relation, we don't think, to the Third Reich leader. Cook to Trey Duncan now in. Trey Duncan to Morose, right wing. Morose into Robinson in the post. Robinson gets fouled. That might be Schmitz again. That could be three on Schmitz. Yep. Now Schmitz will come out. Number 10, Adam Heberer will come in. So Teddy Oka will inbound for the black shirts. Teddy Oka to Alioub to Cook. Oh, it gets knocked away. It'll be out of bounds off of black shirts, off of the head of Tony. Number three, Jai Tony, the 5'10 senior. Maybe not very tall, but great speed. And he plays tall, that's for sure. Inbound to Robinson, guarded closely by Tony. Now Robinson runs past center court. Kicks it over to Cook from the corner. Cook comes to the middle. Cook looking for some scoring opportunities. He pulls up. Yes! Tyron Cook from his familiar spot there. Near the back of the free throw bubble. And we see the fat heads come out for Cookie from his family. Ball swung around the backcourt here. Tony's driving. Tony kicks it back out. Oh, Hamilton gets it. For a second there, it was loose. No, air ball by Andrew Eichmann. Cook has it. Score's tied now, 13. Robinson moves. Robinson, oh, an improbable layup. Doesn't go in. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. Jai Tony now has it off the outlet. Hamilton in transition. Eichmann. Over to Bratsky. Bratsky, an errant pass to Bennett Barth. So two subs come in. The starter, number one, Luther Smith. And the other starter, number five, Cooper Grahams. So Robinson bringing it up. Check waiting to come in. Robinson goes around, couple picks here. He's still in the backcourt, though. Looking around. It's Teddy Oka, right wing. Cook in the corner. Trey Duncan, top of the key. Duncan's going to drive. Layup blocked way beautifully by number 10, Adam Heberer. And check's going to come in for Moros now. Score tied 13-0 with 9:34 left. Very well matched game so far, huh, Connor? Check will inbound for the Black Shirts. Inbound to Tack. Ball gets sipped, but Tack hangs onto it. Tack to Duncan. Left backcourt. Cook in the left wing has it now. Cook guarded closely by Grams, the smaller Grams. Cook to Robinson. Robinson sees three, holds back. Now he's driving. Kicks it out to Duncan. Duncan's going to drive. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out. Cook saves it from going over the line. Cook now driving from the corner. Oh, gets his own rebound off the rim. Oh, and he gets fouled. Looked like it could have been a jump ball, but there was a little bit of body there, huh, Connor?
Yeah, definitely.
I know Charger Nation wanted a held ball there. But I loved how Cook faked out two guys on that little drive, that little spin there. It is a shooting foul for Cook with 2 points so far with 9:04 in the first half. A slow start for the All-State senior guard, but I would imagine that's part of a Hamilton strategy, was to minimize opportunities for him. But getting some good contributions from the rest of the lineup here. First layup is good for Cook. Sorry, that's 5 points. Cook has two buckets. As Karinko comes back in for Tadioka. Here we'll see more of Tadioka against this bigger lineup. Second free throw for Cook. And that's good. So Black Shirts up by two. 9:02 and counting. Here comes Grams. Grams to Eichmann. Eichmann to Smith. Smith driving all the way to Grams for three. He misses. Rebounded. Oh, and it's going to go off Trey Duncan. And Hamilton will maintain possession. Kind of hit Duncan in a funny spot there in the chest and the chin, and just couldn't get his arms around it. Came down pretty hard on him. So Anders back in for Hamilton. The inbound from Grams into Smith there in the corner, guarded by Robinson. Oh, gives it back to Grams. Oh, right open underneath is number 11, Evan Herman, back in the game. A deucer. Now we're tied up again. 8:33 in the first half. Check over to Robinson at the half court line. Right next to Blackie's face. He goes right. He's driving. Oh, no foul there. Loses the ball. Wow. They really missed that one. Graham's driving. Loses control of the ball. Kicks it back out. Now, three-pointer no good. That was Bratsky. Oh, great hustle by Duncan, saving it in. Robinson ends up with the ball eventually. Robinson now left backcourt. He's driving again. Long jumper by Robinson. Yes, in and out and in. Those are Robinson's first points of the game. Now Smith with a long three. Oh! Rebounded by Duncan. Check has it now, right wing. Check drives, and he gets blocked away beautifully. It's going to go out of bounds. No, yes, it's going to go out of bounds on Hamilton. Thought the ref was going to go the other way with it, but Stout's going to come in now for Duncan. So Blackshirt's back to a bigger lineup. This is essentially the starting lineup in. Quick huddle for the Blackshirts. Check with the inbound all the way to Karinko. Karinko right of the key into Check in the corner. Check. Puts a beautiful move on Smith. Drives the basket. Yes! And there should have been a foul! But we'll take the points. 5 points for Check. What a shot. 19-15. 7:25 and counting. Grams has the ball. Now kicks it to Anders. Anders Zabratsky. Now to Smith in the corner. The dangerous Smith. Smith waves off a handoff. Keeps it. Guarded by Robinson. Now guarded by Check on the pick. He's going to drive on Check. Can't get the ball off. Great defense there. Ball goes loose. Robinson has it now. Cook's got it. Oh, he misses Cook on the pass. Not by much. Just a little overzealous on the pass from Robinson. Otherwise, we were going to have a beautiful jam there by the Black Shirts. But 19-15 remains your score. 6:59 remaining. As Cooper Grams brings it up, goes around the pick, driving on Karinko. Out of control there. Kicks it into the corner. Bratsky with the three. Yes. Bratsky gets his second tray. So it's 19-18 in favor of the Black Shirts. 6:41 and counting. First half against Sussex Hamilton. Cook goes around a crinkle pick. Excuse me, Robinson. Robinson kicks it out to Check or Stout. No, neither one can get the handle on the ball. Well, this is Check has again. Check driving. He gets fouled. Oh! Shot doesn't foul, but the foul against Cameron Bratsky does. Oh, no, I get somebody else. Brandon Anders will get called for the first foul. So this is a one-on-one situation. No, it should be a shooting foul. Yep, it's a shooting foul. Two shots for Check with 5 points so far. First free throw for Check. And it's in. Nothing but the bottom of the net. So third free throw for Check tonight after getting the three-point play a couple of scores ago. 20-18 Black Shirts, 6:28 is your time in the first. Check. Oh, off the rim. Doesn't fall. Goes off to the side. Long pass over to Grams. Grams now top of the key. Graham's going to drive again. Oh, he loses control of the ball. We got a scrum for it. He kicks it all the way out. Wow. Hamilton got possession of that. Asher Haas has it now, guarded by Cook. Haas back to Graham's right wing, right backcourt, I should say. Back to Asher Haas, top of the key. Haas to Ander. Ander to Brodsky. Back to Asher. Back to Cooper Graham's. Back to Bratsky, left wing. Trying to get the big man, Evan Herman, in the game here. Cooper Grams drives on Check, pulls up. Knocked out of bounds by Karinko. Great defense. Hamilton hangs on. So Jai Tony will come in for Cooper Grams. And this, I think, counters the advantage for Hamilton. They're substituting, deep bench there. Grams, the starter, going out, and they're not losing a lot. So Trey Duncan will come in for Ethan Check. No fouls on Check. Check fouled out against Fondi on Saturday. Inbound from Tony. There's Herman, guarded by Karinko. A long three. Bratsky again. That's three threes for Cameron Bratsky, the senior 6'4 guard. Cook. So it's 21-20 in favor of Hamilton. Cook guarded by Tony. Aggressively, I should say. Robinson has it now. They switch. Tony on Robinson now. And they finally get Tony the foul. A little too aggressive there. He just got right in front of Robinson as Robinson was moving. And so Robinson will shoot 1-on-1. Brighton Stout will come in for Evan Stout. 5:14 remaining. Hamilton up 21-20. And with Stout coming in, you got to believe they're going to look for some threes here on offense. First free throw from Robinson. Yes. 3 points for Daniel Robinson. Check will come in for Cook now. Cook's going to come out and take a quick blow. I can't imagine he'll keep him out for long. No fouls on Tyron Cook. No fouls on Daniel. One team foul, and it's against Tommy Karinko. And what a lot of us believe is a real cheap call. And going to say farewell to Connor Boston. He's going to capture some still life and video. And the second free throw rolls its way in by Robinson, now with 4 points. 22-21 in favor of the Black Shirts. Tony now to Smith, Luther Smith Jr. in the game. The very dangerous Luther Smith, guarded by Robinson. A pick coming from Bratsky. Back to Bratsky. Oh, ball gets nope. Bratsky hangs on. Check out a piece of it. Knocked it away for a second. Jai Tony has it now, guarded by Trey Duncan. He's going to drive on. Nope. Kicks it out to Bratsky. Bratsky for a deuce. Off the front of the rim. Oh, trouble with the rebound. But Daniel Robinson maintains possession. Robinson fakes. Long jumper from Robinson. Off the front of the rim. Ball rolls around, but Jai Tony comes up with it. Here comes Tony right past Brighton Staub. All the way into the corner. Luther Smith. Smith's going to drive. Oh, he gets stripped beautifully by Ethan Check. That was all ball. A great no call by the ref. Check now going coast to coast. Check. Oh, he gets called for the charge on Andrew Tony. So Check gets his first foul. With 4:24 in the first half. Only two team fouls on the shirts. So it will be inbounded. So Jimmy Schmitz with three fouls back game. Inbounds it to Jai Tony. Tony into the big man, Herman. Next to me, Adam Heberer. Over to Smith now, top of the key, guarded by Robinson. Smith goes around to pick. Now guarded by, oh! Oh, and he misses an open shot. We had a pause there because there should have been a charge call and there was no call. Beautiful passing. Beautiful pass over by Hamilton. I saw three beautiful. Richter is incensed. He is yelling at the ref. The ref was right there and missed an easy charge that Brighton Staub had earned, we thought, against the senior Smith. Robinson over to Cook. Back to Robinson, top of the key. Robinson guarded by Smith. He kicks it over to Tadioka. Tadioka sees three, kicks it back to Robinson.